With little fanfare, California has adopted the nation's first cap-and-trade regulations for carbon emissions. The new rules, implemented by the state's Air Resources Board, essentially place a price on heat-trapping pollution. Barry Vesser, Deputy Director of the Climate Protection Campaign in Santa Rosa, explains how it works.
Cap-and-trade is a way to cap the overall emissions of greenhouse gases at a certain level and then give allowances to people who emit emissions, polluters. They buy those credits and they can trade them amongst themselves. But the overall amount of emissions is kept stable and over time it declines.
The policy is aimed at rolling back greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels over the next 8 years. Vesser acknowledges that is a very aggressive target, although not quite as strict as the standards that local governments here in Sonoma County have already adopted voluntarily. And he points out, the state standards apply first to the biggest polluters in California.
The law doesn't even begin to be implemented in any real way until 2013, and it only controls the largest emitters, the petroleum industry, the cement industry. So gradually they will be told, you can emit this much carbon in this year, and next year it'll be slightly less. And if you need more than your allocated amount of permits, then you have to go to the market and purchase them. And the transportation sector won't be phased in until 2015.
But as carbon-emitting businesses must pay more or change their practices, another sector of the economy stands to gain.
Ultimately, we hope the winners will be the renewable energy industry. Eventually, there will be an economic incentive to invest in those kinds of industries. China, India, Brazil, Europe, Japan, they're all investing in renewable energy. If we don't invest ourselves in that, we're going to get left behind.
The law enabling this policy was enacted back in 2008. It has taken the additional 3 years to work out the details to start implementing it. But Vesser notes there is one huge question about the program that has yet to be answered.
It's obvious that eventually, over time, lots of revenue will be generated by this, billions and billions of dollars. And it has not been decided how that revenue will be used. In this process, the governor appointed a panel called the Economic Allocations Advisory Committee, and they advised that 75% of this money that's going to be generated by selling the permits and fines should go back to all residents of California. There's a big part of this political fight that has yet to be fought.
The rationale for doing that is that consumers will wind up paying the higher carbon costs as they're passed along as higher prices for the goods and services from the polluting industries. And, Vesser notes, there will be another benefit for the citizenry as well.
The nice thing about limiting greenhouse gas emissions is one of the ancillary benefits is we'll be getting better air quality.
The new cap-and-trade regulations were part of California's pioneering climate change bill, AB 32, and have long been advocated by activists on that issue. Efforts to advance the concept nationally were rejected by Congress, but California's experience with cap-and-trade will be carefully observed. If it lives up to supporters' expectations, it could revive the prospects of a similar policy at the federal level. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.